This is Utah skies. Just after sundown, Mercury will be just above the west-northwest horizon. It will be a bright magnitude of minus 0.8. Just a couple of degrees north of Mercury, the Pleiades, also known as the Seven Sisters, is visible. The Pleiades will be easier to see with binoculars. As the month proceeds, Venus will be joining Mercury in the early evening sky. Mercury is the closest planet to the Sun and can never be far away from the Sun in the sky. Mercury is limited to a maximum height of 28 degrees above the horizon. It can only be visible in the western sky in the early evening or the eastern sky just before dawn. In May, Mercury will be higher in the sky each night until the middle of the month. It will then appear to reverse its path and will be lower each night. Mercury is the smallest planet in our solar system, with a radius of about 1,500 miles. Jupiter's moon Ganymede and Saturn's moon Titan are larger than Mercury. It circles the Sun every 88 days. Because of its orbit inside the Earth's orbit around the Sun, we can observe phases just like those we observe for Venus and our moon. Mercury is the second most dense planet in the solar system. Earth is slightly more dense than Mercury. Scientists theorize that Mercury has a solid inner core and a liquid outer core. The liquid outer core provides Mercury with a magnetosphere that can deflect solar winds. Mercury is tidally locked with the Sun in a 3-to-2 spin-to-orbit resonance, meaning for an observer on Mercury, a day would be 2 revolutions around the Sun. Mercury's surface temperatures range from minus 280 degrees Fahrenheit on the dark side to 800 degrees Fahrenheit on the lighted side. Water is believed to be on the floors of deep craters at the poles, which are never exposed to direct sunlight. Our website is cvas-utahskies.org. For Cache Valley Astronomical Society, this is Del Vance wishing you clear skies.